Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
I got a feeling Urban Meyer's stepping down.
He is.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Tonight going to be a good night?
I don't know. Well, by the way, we got our staff holiday party tonight. It should be a good night.
Oh, yeah, it's a great night.
Looking forward to that. Urban Meyer going to retire after the Rose Bowl, after winning a championship at Ohio State. Was there for 7 years, 82-9, won 2 championships at Florida before. Also stepped down, presumably due to health reasons then, presumably now. I say presumably. He really didn't say a whole lot in his press conference today. It was kind of bizarre. But that's what we're basically led to believe.
It was more bizarre because there's no guts whatsoever for 99% of the media that were at this thing today. Absolutely clueless. No you-know-what, no cojones, nothing. Mm. Nothing. Fluff. Fluff, and that's why I challenge, not a challenge, I don't need to challenge you. You, the listener out there, give us a call, 239-337-3776. You have way more relevant questions that would are more relevant than anybody there asked. Dan Hope, who covers the team, this is an interesting, and this is why I think Ryan Day is going to be in trouble, Craig and Chris. Urban Meyer said he talked with Gene Smith about having him having a role with the university going forward. This is the capacities thing we're talking about. Quote, "My relationship with Gene Smith is as real as can get." Ryan Day says that whatever role Meyer wants to have in the program, the door will always be open. That, my friends, I don't have to tell you this, is a recipe for disaster. Yeah. The last thing Ryan Day is going to need is a quote-unquote legend like Urban Meyer hanging around over his shoulder like a parrot. That is, I'm telling you, it never works out. It doesn't work out well. And maybe it's just he's saying that now and he won't be around. But I don't think Urban Meyer's ego, health or no health, is going to allow him to not be around the horseshoe.
All right.
At least for home games.
I want to take some phone calls here. We got Adam Schefter at the bottom. Do you think he's going to stay retired? Do you think he's upset at the administration for suspending him for 3 games? Do you think it truly is because of the headaches and the health problems? Do you think he'll coach again? Will it be the NFL or will it be in college? A lot of questions we still have about Urban Meyer. 239-337-ESPN. Let's go to the phones and start with Nick in Bonita. You're on with Scheman and Shepherd. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I know you already have a lot of questions, but here's another theory that I'm throwing out there, too.
Okay, please.
Since the beginning, this entire investigation in the season has been masked with deceit. They knew that they had Urban Meyer, and so did he, for a for-cause termination.
Yes.
So my understanding and what I think happened, just from a legal perspective, was they already had planned, and so did Urban Meyer, to retire at the end of the year. Ohio State did not have to go through an entire, let's see who we're going to hire for a coach. They selected Day over other qualified assistant coaches on there, heck, Greg Schiano. They put Day in to see how he would go with the 3-game suspension, knowing full well that at the end of the season, Meyer was going to retire, and then they placed Day right in the position. But that, I don't believe this BS.
I think it's that's a good theory.
I agree.
And I'm mad that just as recently as last week, both Athletic Director Smith and Urban Meyer said, yeah, he planned on coaching next year.
Yeah,
and he's been taking about stepping down for weeks, and now he's like, no, I think I've coached my last game. So none of it makes sense, but that's a plausible theory, Nick.
Absolutely plausible. Without a doubt, that is a plausible theory. No question, no question about it. And you're going to see these little rats out in Columbus, and I mean some of the media out there who have supported Urban through and through. You watch the dirt that begins to come out over the next month before that bowl game. You mark my words, it will happen.
Let's go back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Chris in the Cape, you're on with Scheman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, as a Michigan fan, I have to love this. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I mean, maybe a change in head coaching job will help us out at the end of the season next year. But when it comes down to it, I think the last caller had a really good point. I think this was set in motion a long time ago. I think they knew the direction. In my opinion, I do not see him going to the pros, Craig.
Yeah.
I think he takes a year, probably 2 years off, and I guarantee he's back in college again, coaching at some premier program. that's just my opinion.
Well, it'd have to be the biggest of the big. We know that he's always pined for the Notre Dame job, but, I mean, Coach Kelly's not going anywhere for the next couple of years anyway. He's got it rolling
out. But that's a name that guys get fired because Urban has interest.
Because Urban's available.
You know, if this were – just go to the SEC. I get it, Florida fans, he burned you once, but there are
– Look what's going on at Auburn right now.
Okay, but the one thing that I do believe Urban Meyer about, and I do believe none of these dropping to the knees is a fake, or I think he's not healthy, and I think you have to throw up a bunch of red flags because of that. You know, and – he's going to have to decide. I'm sure his wife wants him to stay put. I'm sure his doctors and family want him to stay put. The question is, will he realize he should stay put? I mean, he should be done. He says he's concerned about it. He says, look, he was asked about his legacy. He said, quote, I could lie to you and say that it's not important to me. But he said he's sure his suspension will have some impact on how he's remembered. And I don't think he's going to want to be remembered if his ego gets in the way again. He goes to coach either the Browns, say, or Notre, whatever it is, and can't make it past a couple of games because he's just simply not healthy enough. I don't want to see the guy drop dead on the sideline.
He's 54. You know? He will coach again. He's 54.
I'm not sure
that's
about
pretty
that.
Young.
That's I'm
pretty,
not sure about
that's
that.
Pretty young for a Type A personality to just sit around for 40 years and play golf.
Well, not when you have a you could die if you continue to coach.
And nobody said this sister was going to kill him. It's just uncomfortable with him. It's not like he's having strokes on the sideline
yet. I mean, again, we're all trying to play.
All have a stroke. Going to have a stroke before 6 o'clock today. Greg in Lehigh wants to talk Urban Meyer. Go ahead. You're with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. All right, here we go. With me being in Lehigh Acres, Florida, I have the inside scoop on what's going on with Meyer.
Excellent. All right, hit me.
All right, here we go. He is going to spend the rest of the year up at Ohio State, smoothing things out, getting his recruits in. And he's going to take a little bit of time off, and his doctor is going to tell him for health reasons he needs to move back to Florida. All right?
Yeah.
Now, he will take over as athletic director slash coach for UCF, who will be on their fourth consecutive undefeated season, and he will convince the committee that UCF needs to be in the playoffs.
Okay.
So in UCF's first playoff game, they will beat Ohio State, and they will face Alabama, where Alabama will beat them 72-3, and then he can retire.
All right, I like that.
Nice theory, Greg. Appreciate the phone call. 239-337-ESPN.
239 says USC position available. No, it's not. That has been filled.
Although they filled the offensive coordinator position today too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling it right now. Ryan Day 0-3 against Michigan. I'm just saying.
What makes you think he's going to last 3 years?
I think you beat me to it.
He'll
Pete.
Last 3 years.
If you're 0-2, you don't see year 3.
0-2. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works in Ann Arbor. That doesn't work in Columbus.
Oh, you can lose 4 in a row in Ann Arbor. Well,
sorry.
Let's see what happens if he doesn't end up leaving on his own accord and going somewhere else.
Nick in the 239. Listen to Craig, the biggest Urban Meyer hater until he goes to Indiana. We're good at Indiana. Let's go to Scott in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Happy afternoon, guys.
Hello. What's going on?
So I got on a little bit late, so if I'm repeating anything, I apologize.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Here's the two destinations for Urban, should he desire to coach again.
Yes.
He could go to USC because that team's in turmoil.
Uh-huh.
You know, give them a couple more years and let him rest for 2 years like he did after Florida.
Yeah.
He can wipe the Pac-12 with his defensive abilities and put USC back on the map again. Or how about this one, Chris? 2 more years of Saban, all the recruits in the world at once, and Saban retires, Urban slides in.
Don't think I haven't thought about that. I think
that's Dabo Sweeney's job if he wants it, right?
He's loving Clemson, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah, we'll see how it goes this year, too. All right, good theory. All good theories.
I like it.
And Nick says the main reason at 8901, the main reason stepping down is his health reasons and because he doesn't want Ryan Day to leave Ohio State and take another job elsewhere. He's sacrificing himself for the university. Let me tell you something. I think part of that is true, the health. I think if you were to ask him lie detector test, Urban Meyer would tell you that the lack of support that he thinks he did not get from the administration is the biggest reason why he stepped out.
I'd agree with that. 239, Urban Meyer is going to take the Michigan job.
That would be fantastic.
And then the 401 Christmas has come early for Jim Harbaugh.
Hey, if Jim McElwain could go coach Central Michigan, anything's possible.
Yeah. All right. Austin in the Cape, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Austin, go ahead. Turn your radio down. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good, good. Happy. What do you think about Urban?
All right. So, Ohio State fan. Mm-hmm. Watched every game of Ohio State this season. Didn't really like the Purdue one, but you got to live with it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But the three games that Ryan did coach, they did very well. Might have been still because of Nick Bosa was there playing with them. But I think Ohio State's fine. But if you guys don't think Brian Day's good, who do you guys think is going
to
step in?
That has nothing to do with us thinking. I have no problem with Ryan Day.
By the way, Urban was coaching behind the scenes in those games. He just couldn't coach on game day.
And my dead grandmother could have coached against Rutgers and won that game. So let's be serious.
Well, now that's a little extreme.
No, it isn't. You don't. I told you, you don't need a coach for that game.
Okay.
You don't.
Rutgers.
Yeah, you don't need a coach for that game.
It's not.
You don't need a coach for that game.
It's not the Citadel.
Easy before you knock the Citadel 10-10 at the half. Brian in Fort Myers, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. I was just listening the other day when you were talking about Harbaugh leaving possibly Michigan. Do you think this increases his chances of staying now, knowing he should at least in the next 2 to 3 years route Ohio State once? And then also, if the gentleman that they're replacing Urban with at Ohio State doesn't pan out, do you ever see Ohio State possibly entertaining the idea of bringing Tressel back, kind of like Louisville did Petrino for a second go around?
No, I don't see that happening. And by the way, I'm in the camp. I don't think that Jim Harbaugh's going anywhere. My cohorts may disagree.
Well, no, and you're probably right. But if you get, and depending on what happens with the Cowboys, depending on what happens with some other teams in the NFL, if he is granted total autonomy where he becomes GM and coach, maybe Miami,
the Dolphins,
possibility Dallas, maybe Jerry Jones loses it at the end of the season.
What are you talking about? They're making the playoffs this year, Pete. Cowboys.
Well, let's wait and see.
Cowboys and Dolphins are both making the playoffs.
That's right.
Jason Garrett and Adam Gase live on.
I'm not going to do that to Cowboy fan. You're in a different class than us Dolphins.
I will buy a game.
Different class.
They are?
Different class.
They're 7-5, you're 6-6.
Different class.
Class is the same. You're in the same class.
Jason from Naples of the 239 says, fire Taggart, hire Urban.
You don't have enough money.
Taggart is going to stay for 2 more years.
At least. Well, you know what?
Next year, I think.
Next year, if they have the same
another
type of season.
Four-win season next year.
But then next year starts the hot seat for the next year.
I think this year started the hot seat.
Did he really?
Yeah. There was no honeymoon period between Taggart and FSU fans.
I would like for the listeners to call us with a question that if they were at that pathetic excuse for a press conference an hour ago, what they would have asked, if not Urban Meyer, at least directed at Gene Smith. Forget questions to Ryan Day. I don't care about Ryan Day. Got nothing to do with it. I'm sure he's a fine young man. I'm sure he'll coach well. I don't care about him right now. That's irrelevant. This is about what has gone on, what has transpired here, what has really led to Urban Meyer retiring. And I think it's the lack of support that he thinks he did not get from the administration. Not one question, not even a hint of it, was asked at either one of those guys. None of it. I'm stunned.
It was a fluff
piece. Stunned that nobody had the guts to ask. What's the big deal? Well, they're not gonna haul you off.
In case you're just tuning in, it was a little more than an hour ago that Urban Meyer took the podium before they had their little sit-down in their three-chair table over there and spoke for 45 seconds, wished his grandson a happy second birthday, and never even mentioned that he was stepping down, retiring, or anything.
It was
fluff.
And it was before he got up there, Gene Smith kind of gave a little confusing little nugget when he said, well, Urban's going to be around and we'll talk to him about his capacities. And he did a little chuckle, huh, right, Urban, right? We'll talk to you about those capacities. What? We don't know what the capacities are. Yeah. And then we find out at the end that Ryan Day has said, Urban Meyer, the door is always open for him. He can stick around and have him as long as he wants.
Don't want that.
That is not going to work, Ryan.
Don't want that.
I wouldn't even say that on the record because it doesn't work that way. And I don't know what capacities, as A.D. Smith said, that Urban Meyer is going to be relegated to in this organization.
All right.
I don't know.
239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I would also like to set up a Twitter poll question today with four answers.
Yeah.
Regarding Urban Meyer. Does he, A, stay retired? B, coach again within 1 to 3 years. C, is it going to be the NFL? Or D, back to college? Those are the four I think we should put up for Urban Meyer regarding his future.
By the way, Ryan Day's contract, 5 years, gets $4.5 million a year. So
that's nice work.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's out already. Well, that's the most information they've given out today. Seriously. Oh. He doesn't have a Nick Saban clause. Like, if he wins championships, got to be like the third highest paid coach or whatever. They're making money on this deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good for Ohio State.
Well, what's Ryan Day going to do? Turn it down?
No. That's good. That's great money for a first year. He's never been a head coach ever. Mm-hmm. He's got the reins for Ohio State. He just got $25 million guaranteed.
239 says Redskins talking to the quarterback, which should not be. Well, here's the thing. Head coach Jay Gruden was asked about the idea of bringing Colin Kaepernick. He said he's been talked about and discussed for sure, but we will probably go a different direction.
How many more different directions? By the way, for those that don't know, Colt McCoy broke his leg last night. So we got Alex Smith, broken leg. Colt McCoy, broken a leg right above the ankle.
Mark Sanchez is in. With a great handoff to Adrian Peterson, who ran for a career high, either in college and pro, 90
and
yards.
And then they never used him again.
And then he disappeared. Then he disappeared.
He's the first person in the history of the NFL to have a 90-yard touchdown and not rush for 100 yards.
Happens. Well,
no, it doesn't.
He had eight more carries for 8 yards.
Happens in today's world.
Unbelievable.
That now, was about the only did you button. Notice Mark Sanchez recover a fumble with his butt?
Yes, I did notice that.
Well, it's the butt fumble complete circle.
Yeah, it is.
It's that story has come 360 degrees, and now Mark Sanchez can finally move forward with his career, move past the infamous butt fumble.
Hmm. Well, football's a funny
if
sport.
If the Washington Redskins are serious about staying in this thing, they will call Colin Kaepernick.
They're 6-6. Eagles are 6-6. The Cowboys are
7-5.
7-5. Mm-hmm.
After their 2-game win streak.
I'm sorry, but you've got to make the call. You've got to make the call.
It's ridiculous.
Otherwise, I'm going to start believing this black ball stuff.
What about Paxton Lynch? Is he still unemployed?
Paxton Lynch. No, you know who they're going to call in. I'll tell you who they're going to call in.
Who?
One
Tebow.
Former Clemson Tebow. Quarterback Nate Peterman. That's who they're going to call
Pitt. Pitt quarterback. Not Clemson.
Pitt. I mean Pitt. Sorry.
You B kidding
Clemson.
Me?
Be Clemson.
Clemson would have won that game if
By the way,
Peterman
we're going to find out today or at some point in the very near future where what's his name is transferring to for Clemson.
Kelly Bryant.
Yep.
I'm calling North Carolina.
I was going to say Tar Heel, yeah.
I'm going to say North Carolina.
Although,
as well.
Coaching change.
I'll tell you what. Stidham said today he's leaving. He's going to go pro for Auburn. And I got to wonder if he
said that today?
He did. If he doesn't go, and if he doesn't go to
War Eagle that.
Well, if Gus Malzahn, though, you got to wonder that if Kelly Bryant doesn't pick Auburn over, that tells me that Gus Malzahn maybe he's not coming back. Which would be unbelievable.
I wish somebody pay me $30 million to go away. Seriously.
239, Sanchez can now turn the other cheek now that the story's come 306. Well done.
Yeah.
I appreciate a good pun.
Nice 1-2-3-9. Mm-hmm. Very good.
You think Stidham's ready for the NFL right now?
I think it's a smart move on Stidham's because you look at the quarterback class coming out this year. I think if you're one of those guys that they tell you you're a mid-rounder this year.
You're really a first-rounder. Well, early first-rounder.
You got to go this year because next year, I don't know off the top of my head, but just running through them, you've got Tua, you've got Fromm at Georgia who might go as well. So you've got some guys coming out that have had some success. I don't know if you really want to go up against them.
I'm just wondering if Stidham thought Auburn had a legitimate shot next year, I think he would have stayed, don't you? I mean, I understand the reasons why you just said. He got beat in this year.
Auburn lost a lot on offense. Yeah. He was the one piece coming back. But they were, go look at his jersey at the end of the Alabama game.
It's a little dirty.
It was green.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. A lot of interesting stuff developing here. All right. We'll turn the page. We'll talk with Adam Schefter. Normally at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, we're going to try out a 3:30 time slot with him here. That's next. Get his thoughts on some things going on. Redskins, Mike McCarthy, Kareem Hunt, a lot going on around the National Football League. So all that around the corner.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Damn, I hate being gone psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Homo for clowns and all the balls. Well, I hate being gone psycho. La mama.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. I'm not familiar with this particular tune.
I am.
What is it?
I don't know, but I like it.
It's pretty smooth.
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Who? Moses Malone?
Post Malone.
Oh, Post Malone.
That's what it's about, though. Moses posting up.
Really? Smoking cigarettes in the locker room at halftime.
Yeah.
His dad was the manager of concessions at the old Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah.
And he came up with his name. His last name is Malone.
Yeah.
But he came up with like a rap name generator online. Huh. And Post Malone is what spat out, and he liked it, and... Like Post Malone.
I'm Post Sheeman for the rest of the show.
I also have an announcement to make.
Post Peter.
I told you this before, and this is a very emotional day for me.
Really?
Personally.
Why?
I have decided to retire from company fantasy football and focus my attention next year strictly on FanDuel, DraftKings, and that type of thing. I feel like the players have let me down.
Well, you have
This is after making the playoffs last year and fighting. I didn't tank it and fighting all the way to the end up until last night where I lost by like 10 points again.
Well, by the way, fantasy football people, James Conner ruled out of this weekend's game. Every league should be starting their postseason this weekend.
Uh-oh.
If you're not and you have a Week 17 championship, have a talk with your commissioner.
Yeah.
And how about
lay it out there and say you'll defunct. If he doesn't change that, because a Week 17 championship it's absurd. It's ridiculous.
Because nobody plays.
It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Former NFL cornerback Brandon Browner sentenced to 8 years in state prison today after pleading no contest to attempted murder back in July.
What team is he with?
He was with Seattle. The Patriots won a Super Bowl. He was...
Oh, he's got a ring, huh? I'm just assuming.
He's got two rings.
I'm assuming with each team or two with the Patriots?
Yeah, with each team.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, so the big news today, Urban Meyer stepping down and Pete Shepard stepping down for fantasy football.
Yeah, stepping down. It's
any headaches or anything going on?
No, no. God has a plan for me, and it's not with the company fantasy football team anymore. Right. So I'll stick with the on Sundays.
Very good. All right, coming up, Adam Schefter from ESPN, our NFL insider. His appearance is brought to you by BetterPlanToday.com, Naples Wealth Planning. Go to BetterPlanToday.com and schedule a free consultation. Adam, welcome. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Adam.
Craig and Pete, how are you guys doing? Let me apologize for last week for being distracted by the Reuben Foster waiver claim process with teams texting me along the way. Apologies and hope that won't happen again.
Well, oh, no, that's fine. Thank you very much.
I was hoping we'd stick with the Redskins, and I know the Colin Kaepernick rumors will be flying around. I'm sure I know Jay Gruden has already kind of made a statement saying they're going to head in another direction. But right off the bat, Adam, I think they should give him a serious look after what we saw last night, don't you, if they're serious about staying in the hunt, because Mark Sanchez ain't going to cut it.
I don't think anybody would argue that Colin Kaepernick would deserve a serious look from the Washington Redskins. I think everybody could agree with that. Everybody, except many of the people on the NFL teams, would agree that he should get another look. It just hasn't happened, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And you can't tell me that any quarterback that the Redskins sign is going to be a better option at this point in time for Washington than Colin Kaepernick would be. But, again, Jay said what he's going to say, and they've given no indication that they're going to go in the direction of Colin Kaepernick. And so, again, I think he'll continue to be on the sidelines, and Washington will go on without him, whether they sign Ryan Mallett or Josh Johnson or E.J. Manuel or whatever quarterback they decide to bring in there and get a deal done with, and that guy will back up Mark Sanchez. So Mark Sanchez and a combination of one of those quarterbacks you think is more effective than Colin Kaepernick? Really? Okay.
Yeah. You forgot Nate Peterman.
Nate Peterman,
the immortal,
probably on
the
list too.
Nate Peterman. That's my going with him.
Him too.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, Colt McCoy broke his leg in the game last night against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. A lot of interesting stuff going on since we last spoke around the National Football League. Let me back you up to Friday and the Kareem Hunt story, the video, the quick action by the Chiefs. Kind of play this out for me because there are two other incidents apparently that are also being looked at by the NFL. And this always goes against the backdrop of what happened to Ray Rice's career. There's also Joe Mixon to compare it, who is playing for Cincinnati. But how long could Kareem Hunt possibly be out playing football, or does he ever play again?
I think he will play again. I just don't think he'll play again anytime soon. And I think that's probably the way it should be. You can't do what he did to a woman. You can't push her and shove her and kick her and think that that's okay. It's not. It's not okay for Kareem Hunt or anybody in our society to do anything like that. And so you've got that incident. You've got a June incident where no charges were ever filed, where he allegedly punched another man. You have another incident from January that occurred at 2 in the morning in the night of their playoff loss to the Tennessee Titans, where obviously TMZ posted a video of him having to be restrained. No charges were ever filed there, but one man was seriously hurt, was punched by two NFL players. I believe that both Kareem Hunt and George Atkinson, who was a running back on the Chiefs practice squad at that time, were thrown out of the club. We could only deduce what may or may not have happened that particular night. And so there's this history of Kareem Hunt being involved in, around, whatever you want to say, incidents that involve confrontations. And so the league is going to view all these incidents together, and I'm sure the league is not particularly pleased with Kareem Hunt for saying that it never requested to interview him. And I'm sure the league is not particularly thrilled that he went on camera this weekend. And I'm sure the league is not particularly thrilled that he was involved in all these incidents. And so you're looking at, whenever it comes down, I think a lengthy suspension. I don't think anybody's going to pick him up this year. Now, again, he's 23. So at some point, somebody, I think, gives him a chance.
Yep.
I just don't know when that will be, and I don't know how much of his career he will miss.
All right, first of all, I commend Lisa Salter's great job. I was glued to my TV. Obviously, I think most of the nation was at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning when this was announced. I don't think he should have done it. I'm glad he did it for, you know, selfish talk show host reasons. I'm sure ESPN is thrilled that he did it. If I was his attorney, I would advise against it. But where, where the hell is Roger Goodell? I'm sure you've tried to reach out to him. I'm sure he's going to say he's trying to gather all this information. But my God, Adam, once again, this looks like a big egg yolk at 345 Park Avenue. I mean, it's amazing to me. Every time I try to want to cut the guy a little bit of slack, then you hear about, you know, he didn't even call him. How is that possible after everything he has said in the past?
Again, I'm not going to excuse it because I think we all would agree. I don't know how you do an investigation and not interview the perpetrator. But this is what the league's explanation is, that it reached out to a bunch of the witnesses on site that night and got explanations. It reached out to the woman involved who declined to talk, and it wasn't going to talk to Kareem Hunt until it had more information, which it never got until that video came out. Now, you can make it out what you want, but that's basically what happened. That's the league's explanation, plausible or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's hard to imagine that they wouldn't talk to this guy, but they didn't. And it was a reminder of 2014 that basically they did something similar with Ray Rice. And so now it's almost like history repeated itself, where the league was not as thorough as we would think it would be. Now, back in 2014, the league added like a whole new department. And all these people who were supposed to be involved in investigations for events like this.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 years later, it doesn't seem like all that much is different.
Adam Schefter is with us with Shemita Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. I want to take you back to another incident in 2014, and that was Adrian Peterson mm-hmm. with the child abuse thing, and he was suspended for a year, and some pretty strong language from Roger Goodell at that time. And then this story kind of got buried on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, that he admitted in an interview that he still uses the belt on his kid. And I expected the NFL to have a statement on that, but it hasn't. Should I expect anything from the NFL on that?
No, I don't think so, and I would think that the reporter who wrote the story would have reached out for the league. And the league would have commented, but it didn't. And it's all this time later. And, you know, I don't mean to be cynical and skeptical, but if there were actually video of it, I think that might entirely change the circumstances surrounding it. But there's a statement from him saying he's doing this, and there's a lot of different viewpoints on that. And so, you know, I don't know what the league does with that. I don't know. Issue a statement, say we don't approve of this behavior. We frown upon this. Like, I don't know what the league would do here.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of this, and we saw already one game against the Raiders this week, but really, how does this affect Coach Reed, Kansas City Chiefs, obviously they still have an awesome team, especially on offense, obviously. But are they, you know, dare I say, a tad more vulnerable now than they were a week ago?
Well, there's no way that you lose one of the three or four best running backs in football and think that you're as good. Now, I think Spencer Ware is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And I think Damian Williams is pretty good. But Kareem Hunt was different. I mean, he was a difference maker. He was a dynamic playmaker. He was powerful. He ran with aggression, the type of aggression we've seen, unfortunately. He ran with speed. He ran with decisiveness. The guy was a legitimate playmaker, one of the best players in the NFL. So you can take him away and overcome that with the quarterback you have and the wide receiver you have and the tight end you have. But it's just one less dimension that teams really have to concern themselves with.
Adam, the other big story out of the NFL over the weekend, obviously, was Mike McCarthy being fired hours after the loss to the Cardinals. There are the stories that he and his relationship with Aaron Rodgers was fractured, although Aaron Rodgers said as recently as yesterday he had a good relationship with Mike McCarthy and had planned to reach out to him later on last night. There was people out there like Troy Aikman and Tony Dungy. Who were very adamant in saying, no, you don't do this to a guy that won you a Super Bowl. You wait till the season's over. Anyway, a lot going into that. Your reaction now that we've had a couple of days to digest what was really going on behind the scenes in Green Bay the past couple of months.
I've spoken to people who have won Super Bowls and been let go in season, and there aren't a lot of them. But I can tell you that they believe that when you're fired in season, that it's a real negative message, mm-hmm. that there's a real stain that comes along with that, that there's a real stigma that comes along with that. And that if we go back over time, first of all, the Packers never, never, never have fired a head coach in season. This is the first time. Yeah. And the head coach they fired won a Super Bowl for them and has a street named after him in Green Bay. And if we go back and look at the number of teams, number of coaches that have led teams to Super Bowl titles who have been fired, then basically it's a situation where there's been only one other one, Don McCafferty of the 1972 Indianapolis Colts. Mm. So it didn't happen with Hank Stram. It didn't happen with George Seifert, Bill Walsh, Jimmy Johnson, Mike Shanahan, Bill Cowher, Tom Coughlin, anybody else you name who won a Super Bowl, they get to the end of the season. Now, you could make the argument, and I understand this, that Green Bay knew he was going to fire him. Mike McCarthy knew he was going to be fired. Mm-hmm. Didn't want the speculation swirling. Green Bay Packers should get a jump on everybody else. If they want to get a jump on everybody else, I got no problem with that. Then go say that. You know, we're firing this guy because we want to get ahead of it, and we want to position this franchise to be set for years to come. But instead, you know, it was a little bit different explanation. We were embarrassed. We didn't plan on keeping him. You know, they said what they said. Mark Murphy did the president. We could quibble whether it's right or wrong. The guy was going to get fired. I don't necessarily believe it's the right thing to do in the season. Mm-hmm. To a guy that's had that type of success for your franchise, who's given the amount of money and time that he's given in the community, again, because that attaches a stigma to him. Yeah.
All right, but also in conjunction with that, though, is Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not one of those guys, Adam, that says, you know, this one quit, that one quit. He quit on that team. The guy leads. He's up there at the top of the league in throwaways this year at 47. His reaction time is down as far as getting rid of the football, and he looked disinterested. I don't know if it's because he shaved his beard. It was snowing. I don't know what it was, but that man looked disinterested on Sunday playing, and I'm sure. I just felt after what I saw that it didn't surprise me. Something had to give. And the thing is, Adam, the next head coach who comes in to take this job better have a sit down with Aaron Rodgers and say, "Are you going to be on board with what I'm about to do here? Because if not, I'm not taking a job."
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny you talk about that with Aaron on Sunday because my brother-in-law was in a survivor pool. And he picked the Packers in the survivor pool. Uh-huh. And he kept texting me during the game because he's not watching the game. I am. Mm-hmm. What's going on? What's going on? And I kept texting him that this team and this quarterback have no energy.
No.
That's what I observed as I watched that game. They just looked flat. Mm-hmm. They looked like they looked indifferent. They did not look fired up at all. I understand it's tough to get fired up for the Arizona Cardinals in December. But if you don't get fired up, you get beat.
Yeah.
And that's what happened on Sunday. And they just play with no energy, no urgency, no passion, none of that. And so that goes to what we're both talking about here.
Adam, final question. As a Michigan man, are you glad you don't have Urban Meyer to look at on the other sideline anymore as of today?
Oh, that's a tough question. I would just say, look, I hope he's okay. You know, the guy's had a very successful career, a very controversial career. There have been some shady instances. There have been many instances of great successes. And if somebody's not feeling that great, they should get the rest that they need to be healthy again so they can go coach again.
Totally agree, Adam. That being said, final question for me. Do you suspect that whether it's the Browns or some NFL team might come a calling sooner rather than later?
Well, I would say this. I think there's a lack of quality head coaching candidates. Not that many of them couldn't succeed. I think many of them could. But how many would roll the dice on somebody who hasn't gotten a chance before? That's the question, right? So in this particular case, I think there'll be people who call. I don't know whether he will be persuaded to take the job or that he'll ever coach in the NFL. But I'm sure at some point somebody will call, yeah.
Right. Sounds good. Adam Schefter, everybody, from ESPN, our NFL insider. Adam, thank you very
much.
Adam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Adam Schefter, brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning. Check them out at betterplantoday.com and schedule yourself a free consultation. So interesting thoughts there. If you want to comment on any of that, and Urban Meyer, those are the two hot topics. 239-337-ESPN. We got the Obscure Sports Minute coming up next. Sheba and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Craig and Pete have you covered on the main sports. Chris will get you covered on everything else. It's the Obscure Sports Minute.
All right, so do you guys know what the Ballon d'Or is?
Absolutely not.
Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or.
Is
it's,
it a
French
balloon?
Let me just tell you what it is. It is French, actually, but it goes to the best soccer player in the world, right?
Wow.
Last 10 years, Messi and Ronaldo, they've alternated.
I've heard of those guys.
Yesterday, Luka Modric won. So the first time in a decade that a guy not named Messi or Ronaldo won. They also unveiled the first ever female Ballon d'Or winner.
Really?
Her name was Ada Hagerberg. Her first question when she got on stage to accept her award was, "Will you twerk?"
Oh, I saw this video.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Didn't go over well.
She walked off.
Yeah, she walked off. She was not very happy.
I saw that.
And the U.S. finally has a coach for soccer.
Whoa!
Hey! Great news.
Breaking news!
Greg Berhalter. He is humbled and honored to be taking over as manager of the U.S. men's national team, and he is ready for the challenge of leading the team back to the World Cup. I saw today that he is going to implement a very offensive style of soccer.
Are they
going
to score one goal a game now?
One and a half.
What's his name?
Greg Berhalter.
And your opinion of him is? Because you're my soccer guru. Is this a good hire or not?
It's a fine hire. You shouldn't have had to wait 18 months to hire this guy, though.
Right.
So, yeah, he's fine. He's an MLS coach, but, you know, whatever.
All right, so the lady MVP gets up to the stage, and the first question, the media asks her, hey, could you twerk for us on stage?
It was French DJ Martin Solveig.
Oh, that's like a Howard Stern stunt, right?
Well, it's, yeah, but,
he was hosting.
She was mad. I saw the video.
He was hosting it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, I mean, the crowd kind of goes, ooh.
Oh, this wasn't a Baba Booey?
No.
And then he takes to Twitter and tries to blame his... What did he say? His inexperience with the English language, his...
Nice try, buddy.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, he was a presenter at the gala. He asked the soccer star if she wanted to twerk on stage, prompting gasps from the crowd.
What was she... All right, how can I be delicate and ask this question? Was she hot and attractive and wearing clothes?
No, she was. She looked very professional. No, so like, it was a yellow shirt
so this
she had on.
Totally came out of.
Yep.
It was very disrespectful.
It
yeah.
Was.
Okay. Yeah. Right. She. I mean, she's an athlete.
I
so
ask
she's,
the tough questions around here.
She's an athlete. Like she's got. She's not
right.
Ugly.
Right.
But I wouldn't put her up there in the Alex Morgan stratosphere.
Boy, I hope she was like the next to last award because that'd be a long night for that French dude.
Well, I would. Think that would go second to last.
Right, probably,
you give away the woman player of the year, then you give away the men.
That, good night, everybody. Drive safely. Wow. Interesting.
Oh, man.
Tough crowd.
408 being that guy on the text line. The D'Or is is pronounced door, not day or. 408.
Thank you for the French lesson, 408.
I don't care how it's pronounced. This is America,
this is America.
We speak American.
In America, we say it this way. D'Or. I would have gone with Chris on that one.
By the way, one college hockey game tonight. Hold on.
By the way, you're going to Paris. You've announced that on the show. You're going to be there.
I don't know if I want to go anymore.
You better bone up on your door.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go anymore.
The number one college hockey team in the country right now, which has blown me away, is UMass Amherst. And I'm telling you, they were the San Diego State of college hockey not too long ago.
Men's hockey tonight has Bentley going up against Harvard.
Mm-hmm. By the harbor.
Bentley's not Division I, a good school, though.
Oh, you can't play Division II Harvard? What are you doing? Mm. Frauds.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was my impersonation of Pete.
Fraud!
Big difference in the FCS football as opposed to Division II hockey.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, okay.
You don't see FGCU hockey going around playing all those teams.
You know what? FGCU, I wish they'd move up from a club hockey team because they've only won 100 out of 110, 100, what are they, 105 and 101, and one. They're like, watch one game at 100
My buddy
games.
Used to be the goalie for them.
Really?
Great team.
Michael. He was good.
Does he have all his teeth?
Yeah. Well, he's a goalie.
Got the mask. Safest position on the ice. All right. We got a lot to do. You two made us late again. Not my fault. Coming up, I want to get the phones going because we've been back and forth. I want to get the phones going on Urban Meyer. And we'll update our Twitter poll. Do we get that up? I always have to ask. Okay.
Yes.
So I want to take calls on that at 239-337-ESPN or whether you believed a single word coming out of
a very close Twitter poll, by the way.
Okay. All right. We've got more poop gate as only this show can do. We will let you know what that's all about. And we've got our office Christmas party later on tonight. So we'll talk about that. Tis the season.
You're dressed for it.
99.3. Chris has a wonderful. We tweeted out your shirt?
No.
It lights up, everybody. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.